Hi everybody, it's Jay Roberts here again with a little short Sunday boo for you. And I just wanted to kind of share a little bit of thinking as I'm preparing some large marketing campaigns and how I approach them and how I start to think about them. No matter what my budget was, and bear in mind when I first started marketing and selling my first info product, I didn't really have very much money, literally probably about £10 for the week. But I would spend that £10 for the week on putting leads into my funnel. And I have to say, I probably only got between one and three leads for £10 because I was sort of learning what to do. But I was in the habit of feeding my list and spending what I could afford. Another really important hint there. Spending what I could afford to invest in my business and build my subscriber list, which is obviously the key to this business. So I have campaigns now that I'm doing. Of course, my budgets have increased, but my approach to it is still the same. And I have to thank my very first mentor, Mark Bowden, for kind of setting me on the path with this. Of course, Dagan Smith and Ed Dahl have enhanced that further. But I go in and let's say I'm looking at a campaign that's in Facebook pay-per-click, for example. I will spread out, you know, I will use lots of different keywords and interests and targeting people. I will track the results of all of those keywords. And I will find, as I review the campaign every couple of days, that some keywords have had, you know, many, many clicks, which means they've cost me money, but nobody's converted to a lead. So I couldn't know that information before I start to test what works. And that's what a marketing campaign is, testing what works. So then I would then pause the keywords that are not converting, add more to the campaign, and I would keep the keywords running that are converting to leads. So I'm constantly looking for good converting campaigns, good converting keywords. Now, if I was doing postcard direct mail, for example, and you can buy lists from brokers, and you buy a few lists and you test small on each of those lists. So even though something might not work, like one of the tests I did recently out to a list of 1,000 people yielded something like 7 leads. And bear in mind, it costs about £500 to go out and do 1,000 mail postings, £400 or £500. And I got 7 leads. Now, ordinarily, that would be a state of panic for people. It's like, my God, I've just spent £500. I've only got 7 leads. But actually, what you've just learned is that list didn't work. It didn't convert. Now, one of the other lists for 1,000 pulled in 200 leads and a ton of business. So that was a really good one. And now I can expand and I can go further. So you're always testing. You're testing on a smaller scale. And things that work, you scale up. Things that haven't worked, you make a note of and you stop doing them. That would be with keywords, lists, campaigns, areas to advertise, newspapers to advertise. Everything is always feedback. Everything is always knowledge as you're mining for gold. You're mining for the place where there's gold prospects for you. So I just wanted to share that today. I think it's a really important point about how to take on a marketing campaign strategically without worrying, knowing that even if it doesn't work, you just learned something and it's an ongoing investment in your business as you build your income higher.